Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is June the 8th, the second Thursday in the month of June. Happy June. Happy Thursday. Happy summer. Happy 2023. June is here, y'all. It is here. We are almost, I can't believe it. We are almost halfway through the year of 2023. I'm so glad to be back live and in living color with my listeners. I'm so glad. I had looked up, you know, sometimes I, you know, try to find what is the national holiday for today. And today is June 8th is the National Best Friends Day. And so I just wanted to say happy best friends. I must say there is nothing like having a bestie, right? Having besties in the world to help you through things, to be your support, to help you in your time of need, to challenge sometimes your thinking and maybe people you may be with or dating, right? Right. But they are, you know, to be there with you when nobody else could do it, you know, to take that late night call when everyone else was asleep. I mean, besties are like family. And in some regards, I have to say, treat you better than your own family. Can I get an amen? And so I hope you have a bestie, a best friend in your life that adds value to your life and helps you to recognize the worth of your crown. I hope you have more best friends and besties that are pouring into you than friends who are taking life from you. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough for all of your support. Please subscribe to this podcast and also my YouTube channel. And if you want to find out more about the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we're going to get into this new episode for this month. You know, we're in the month of June and our theme is called What Street Are You Stuck On? But today's episode is called Get Off the Worry Street. Let me say it again. Get off the worry street. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so today. I'm going to do something a little different today. I actually found two quotes that just were so powerful, and I thought it really related to today's message. And so one quote says, "Worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good." Amen. I got that from 101 quotes about everything. Then here's the second one. Here's the second one. Oh, I love this one too. 99% of things you worry about never happen. What in the world? 99 things you worry about never happen. So worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening because it just stops you from enjoying the good. And 99% of things you worry about never happen. I'm telling you, let that soak in. Let that soak in, because I'm telling you, worry is a street we all live on from time to time, right? We peruse, I would say, a little bit too long on Worry Street. then more positive streets that we should be living on more abundantly. And worry is an emotion that, you know, I have to say is never really based on truth or fact. It's never based on hard evidence, but it's based on something you made, assumptions in your head, and from those false assumptions, you concoct this narrative, right? That is false. And so what happens is you have these negative thoughts in your subconscious that create these false assumptions. It creates this false narrative, and then it creates this false reality about what is going on in the moment. And worry never brings, it never, and you know this, I know this, even though sometimes we live on the street, and actually today I experienced, not necessarily worry, but I was on the street, right? Like something that I had to deal with, something that I had to, you know, work out. And I was a little nervous about it. I was a little anxious about it. And so I have to admit, I was on that street today. But the thing about worry, it never brings about positivity. It never brings about joy. It never brings about enlightenment. It never brings hope. It never brings peace, right? But it brings this false world, right? That can never be pleased, you know? And everyone knows that fairy tales don't last. Of course, we know fairy tales aren't real, but you know, fairy tales don't last, and neither does false reality, right? And so it is this false reality that pulls you in as if it's real, like a pseudo reality that makes believe everything that's in this realm is true, but it's really a lie. And, you know, I have to say, do not believe the hype, right? Say that to yourself. I will not believe the hype, right? And so when things come up in our lives, especially as it relates to unknown circumstances and situations, it's really easy to live on Worry Street and think that the reality is real. But assumptions never turn into how they were created, right? Like the quote said, in our subconscious, assumptions never line up to what we thought in our head. Assumptions and worry together, what they do is they blow things out of proportion. That makes things worse than what they really are. And God is saying, I need you to get off of that street. Say that to yourself. I need to get off of that street. All right. So what I want to do is go to the Word. We want to go to the Word because the Word gives us clear instructions about worry. And so we're going to go to Philippians 4:6-7 that says, do not be anxious. You know this scripture. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so we know Paul is writing this letter from prison. And Paul knows a thing or two about the unknown, uncertainty, and definitely he knows about hard times. I mean, he's writing this letter from prison. He is trying to encourage, although physically he is bound. He's trying to encourage, although all of the stacks are against him. He's trying to encourage, although he is not free. And we are not in that situation. But Paul is still trying to see the light in a dark, from a dark place. Paul gives us a roadmap in these verses, right? He gives us this roadmap to get off Worry Street. But we got to take a quick break, and we will talk about that roadmap Paul shares in these scriptures about how to stay off Worry Street.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, Bass and Voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, we were starting to just break the surface about, Paul giving us this roadmap in these scriptures, right, about how to get off of Worry Street. And so there's some things I want to point out that you already know, but I'm just going to emphasize them anyway. Step one, you should not even be on Worry Street, right? We should not even be on this street, right? Worry and anxiousness, no matter what, it is what you set your mind to think about that determines what street you decide to be on and live on today. And so it's time to, we have to stop getting stuck on the worry street, because it is paralyzing your mindset to only stay stuck on things that are holding you hostage mentally, things that are keeping you bound emotionally, things that are mentally draining, right? I mean, and it's draining your well-being. It is draining you mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. Amen. Step two, Paul is saying we have to take all of our worries and cares to God and ask for help. Paul continues, but in all things, with prayer and supplication. And supplication is just a fancy word of requesting for help. It's okay if you need help. You know, we have to learn how to let pride go, because pride gets us in trouble. Pride leads to other things. Pride gets us in a place where we don't really realize how far and deep we've gone down this rabbit hole, and it's so hard to get out of, you know. And so we are to bring our worries and requests for relief to God, who can do something about them. Amen. And so when you are anxious, when you worry, when you're anxious and when you worry, then what happens is you lose sight that God has everything in control. Everything that concerns you concerns God. Amen. I got to say that again, because that blessed me. Everything that concerns you concerns God. Woo. And if he can take care of the fowl in the air, how much more will he do for his child created in his image? He cares. He cares. He knows, and he wants you to ask for help. Now, I know God is all knowing. Sometimes we get confused about how he is all knowing and he still wants us to ask. You know, really, God does. He wants to hear from you. Just like a parent wants to hear from their child, God wants to hear from you. He wants you to tell him your troubles. He wants you to tell him your pain. He wants you to tell him who hurt you. He wants you to tell him you need help. He wants you to tell him. I want you to really grasp that thing, as if a parent wants to hear from their child. Tell me what you want, baby girl. Tell me what you want, my son. Tell me what you want. And so we have to let pride go and ask God for help. And the beautiful thing about the Lord is he will respond. He's in the blessing business, and he may not come when you want him, but he is an on-time God. Step three, Paul emphasizes that our prayer is to be done with thanksgiving. You know, Paul wants you to thank God for what he's already done for you, especially your salvation. If you have put your trust in Jesus, God has poured out his love toward you even when you were still in sin. When you begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and just all he's done for you, then your heart should fill up with thanksgiving. It is when you remember and reflect on God's grace and mercy that you and I did not deserve, that a shift will take place in the atmosphere. A shift will take place in your mindset, and you will get off worry street. And once you do those three things, lastly, as a result of doing, you know, staying off of worry street, asking for help, having a heart of thanksgiving. Because when you do those first, those are the prerequisite for the last thing. So you got a prerequisite. You can't get God's peace until you have mastered those three things. Did you hear? It's in the scripture. You got to do those things first until, and what happens, it will lead you to God's peace, right? God's peace, not your own peace. And what will happen is God's peace will help you to overcome all of the things that are going on in your life that are trying to overwhelm you, right? And it will guide you where your heart will have this peace, because his peace is giving you peace in your heart and in your mind. And as a result, you will be protected from the vices of the enemy. Then when your heart and mind are protected, then you will walk in more faith than fear. And you will walk in believing in God than believing in everything that's stacked up against you. You will have a peace that to others doesn't make sense, but to you, everything is in God's hands and he has everything in control. There's nothing that you will ever go through that God has not, you know, I would say that God has not thought through, thought about, or thought about a way out for you. Let me say that again, because that blessed me. I got to hear that for myself. There is nothing that you will ever go through that God has not thought through, thought about, or thought about a way out for you. Amen. And so the most important part to remember is that you do not have to live on that street any longer. You don't have to stay on that street. You don't even have to turn on that street. But it is all up to you. And so if we go back to the quote, you think back to the quote that said 99% of things you worry about never happen. So think about that in your life. And so my question for you is, what street are you living on? Are you living on worry street today? Do you have something going on in your life that you are living on the street? Worried about this, worried about that. But God wants you to realize you do not have to live on that street any longer if you don't want to, because provision has already been made for you, right? It's already been made for you. So one, decide today, I'm not going to live on this street. Two, all you have to do is pray. Make your request known. Talk to God as if he is your spiritual daddy. Talk to him about what is bothering you. He wants you to commune with him. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to talk to you. So talk to him and he will respond. And sometimes it's not, you know, I have to say this, and this is really truthful. And we, you know, sometimes we forget this little piece. But sometimes it's not when we want it or the way we want it. But God always responds to his own. And three, we got to shift our mindset to have a heart of thanksgiving. Because when you become more conscious about what God has done, you will be less conscious of what is against you. Because the miracles he's done before in your life, I mean, I'm telling you, when you think about all of the things that he's done in your life, when you replay, right? When you replay everything that has happened in your life and all the different ways that he brought you out, I'm telling you, before you know it, you will have that sense of peace, a sense of peace that passes all understanding. And it is that peace that will abound in your life now and forever when you follow these short steps. It wasn't a lot that God is saying, hey, if you do these things, I will give you what you need. Because when you have a peace that everything is taken care of, you don't worry, you don't fret. When you have a peace, you know your child is safe. You don't worry, you don't fret. When you have a peace that you have all the money in your bank account and all your bills are paid, you don't worry, you don't fret. But God wants us to step it up. God wants us to go to the next level. God wants us to be more spiritually mature in Him. And that requires having a peace when we can't pay all the bills. Having a peace when we don't know what's going on with our children. Have a peace when the doctor's giving us a report and they don't know what to do. Having a peace when all hell is breaking loose in your house and you are confused as to what is going on. God will give you peace. Amen. And He will give you a peace that will abound in your life now and forever. And when He gives you that peace, it will guide you to truth and guide you to understand that God's got everything in control. Amen and amen. I'm telling you, where did the time go? This was a good nugget this week. And I'm telling you, I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen. Amen.